Sunday Gospels, we're going through the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel. A couple of weeks ago, we had the Beatitudes, which is at the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount has sometimes been called the constitution of the Christian life, in that it gives us the practical way we are to live the Christian life, what it looks like to actually live the gospel. We can see given to us in the Sermon on the Mount. And sometimes we hear people say that, you know, Jesus came to get rid of all this law stuff. All we have to do is to love or something like, you know, and we can forget about all this law stuff. But did you hear in the gospel today, right at the beginning, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." So what does the Lord Jesus mean in fulfilling the law? Because he's not here to get rid of it. And actually, if we look at this gospel today, he's not here to water it down either, to tell you the truth. He actually, if anything, on the practical level, makes it tougher, to tell you the truth. Because he takes what we may think of and what was often practiced as an external commandment, something written on stone, and try to, you know, fulfill that externally. And he says, that's not going to be enough. The law of God needs to be written in flesh. The law of God needs to be written on your hearts and practiced out of love and devotion rather than out of obligation. And so we see the Lord doing this. He takes some of the commandments today, for example, and he reinterprets them for us from being things that can be observed externally to things that have to be written on our hearts. And that's what he means when he says your righteousness has to surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees. And they were some righteous dudes. I'm going to tell you what they really knew how to keep the law. They did. And that's praiseworthy. But he's saying it's not enough to keep it in its external application. It has to be written on your heart. From time to time, I, for example, have mentioned to people, you may have even heard me say this, you might want to think about going to confession. And sometimes people will say, Father, I haven't killed anybody, you know. And again, that's sort of that external understanding of the law of God, as if the external keeping of the fifth commandment of not actually murdering somebody is the totality of the moral life, okay? Jesus addresses that one today in particular in the gospel. He said, you have heard it said, Moses said, you shall not kill. But what I say to you is, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. Now, being angry with something doesn't have the same effect on the other person, blessedly, as killing them. But it has the same effect on you, on the one who commits the sin. It springs from the same place of hatred and contempt for the other person. And that destroys and kills us and kills our hearts and our souls. And this is what the Lord keeps saying again and again, over and over again in this gospel today. He said, Moses gave you this law, but what I say is you have to keep it internally. It has to be written on your heart. And this is something, I think you have heard me talk to some extent about this process that we're going through in our parish, that it came from attending this conference called the Amazing Parish Conference. And in meeting with a team of people that whom I meet with every week, and here just recently with many of the ministry leaders and staff members of the parish, we've been reflecting on what can really help us to be an amazing parish. And one of the things, one of our key goals that we've identified is precisely what the Lord is talking about in the gospel today, to move from obligation to devotion. To move from seeing our life as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ as a matter of obligation to a matter of loving devotion to Him and to the Heavenly Father. Do you know that you have an obligation to be here today? You are under obligation to be here. You do. Did you know that? You do. All right? And you have fulfilled your obligation by being here today. You can check that box off. Doesn't that feel great? Not so much, right? Not so much. The church says this is a matter of obligation, not because this is merely an obligation, but because it's so important. What makes our coming to Mass every Sunday something that is life-giving is when we come here out of a sense of devotion, ready to receive what the Heavenly Father, through His Son Jesus Christ, gives us, which is the life of the world, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the right expression is not that I have to go to Mass, I get to go to Mass. I get to come and enter into this communion with the Maker of the world, His Son Jesus Christ, with my brothers and sisters in the mystical body of Christ with whom I am united in this experience, and then to be sent forth into the world, strengthened by the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to move from a sense of being here out of obligation to devotion. And I'm going to give you a little challenge today. I'm going to see if these words have had any effect whatsoever, because I'm going to ask you to do one thing today to show this, to show a beginning of a move of an understanding of obligation to devotion. And is that those of you who are here right now, to stay until the end of Mass. Because if we do understand what we're doing, if we understand, even more importantly, what Jesus Christ has done for us, how can we leave? I should actually have to push you out of here before the 11 o'clock. Man, wait, y'all got to get out of here. We got another people coming in, you know? It's easy to fall into those kind of habits, so I'm not being too cranky, I hope. But let's start this movement of being a parish that in everything we do, particularly in our worship of Almighty God, as the body of Christ gathered here, as He asks us, as He actually commands us to do, but to do it for love of Him. Because ultimately, as Christians, the law of God is supposed to be written on our hearts and form us to be other Christs. And in the love of Christ for His Heavenly Father and for us, there is no obligation. There is no obligation in the cross. The Lord Jesus does that purely out of loving devotion for his Father and loving devotion for us. How little is asked for us to show our acceptance of this beautiful gift. And that's how I'd like to ask you to look at everything in your spiritual life, primarily as an opportunity, first and foremost, to be blessed with the grace of God. And then when we see that, then what we're asked to give back seems so little in comparison. Actually, because it is. And we are filled more and more with the love of God. So today, all right, everybody, check that box if you like. But let's move from obligation to devotion. Let's let the law of God be written not on tablets of stone, but on the flesh of our hearts.